Hindenburg was built in Germany. It was built by the Zeppelin Company in 1936, and the Hindenburg only carry 50 to 70 passengers. A steamship could carry over 1,000 passengers.
The Hindenburg was an essential medium of transportation, especially for business passengers.
The Zeppelin carried a small number of passengers in fairly luxurious accommodations at a premium price.
The Hindenburg wasn't special because of its size, but because of its original look.
Nobody else had anything like this flying. It was very, very uniquely German. And because of this, the Nazi government was willing to invest money to help the Hindenburg's builders complete the ship.
Even though the crash is still a mystery, it is confirmed that the Hindenburg did not explode, but it caught on fire and burned.
The airship was apparently tail heavy, and there has been some considerable research and thought since the time of the Court of Inquiry, which suggests that there was a leakage in one of the hydrogen gas cells in the tail section. In fact, the airship was at least 2,200 pounds heavy on its final approach, badly out of trim, coming in tail down. They dropped water, they shifted men along the catwalks into the nose to try to bring the ship into balance. It hovered 175 feet above the ground, just about ready to make what was supposed to be a routine landing. At this time, 7:25 p.m., what occurred next, nobody disagrees with. A bright burst of flame occurred out of the top of the airship, and within 34 seconds, the ship was down on the ground, a burning, smoking mess. Immediately, and very, very violent fire, and depending where people were in the ship itself, they were either horribly burned or got out without almost a scratch.
Even though this has been one of the most horrific tragedies caught on tape, the Hindenburg was not at its full capacity, and out of 97 people aboard, 35 were killed, plus one ground crewman.